SRN News, I'm John Scott. Entering a New York court, former President Donald Trump blames President Biden for his legal troubles.
This is an assault on our country, and it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here.
Correspondent Eric Tucker weighs in.
This is the first criminal trial of a former American president, so it's, of course, a historic moment. But it's worth noting that this is not the first time that Donald Trump has been in court or has been forced to juggle competing roles of a defendant and a presidential candidate. We've seen that repeatedly now in New York, where he's been in court in connection with various civil proceedings.
This trial could last up to 8 weeks. As tensions are at a high in the Middle East after the weekend's attack on Israel by Iran, President Biden is meeting with the Iraqi prime minister in Washington to discuss the matter. Israel, meanwhile, mulling its next move. Also at SRNNews.com, Americans increased their spending in March at a better-than-expected pace from the previous month.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.7% last month after being up a revised 0.9% in February. The numbers show how shoppers remain resilient despite inflationary pressures and other economic challenges. Sales fell a revised 1.1% in January, dragged down in part by inclement weather.
Correspondent Jeremy House, excluding gas prices, which have been rising, retail sales were still up at a solid 0.6%. But the loan services category, restaurants, registered an uptick of 0.4%. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead. Or down, rather, 202 points, the NASDAQ losing 243. This is SRN News. Family plays a big role in faith.
A new report from the Public Religion Research Institute indicates that 41% of Americans who have no religious faith at all say this is because their family was not religious growing up. That finding underlines the concerns of Christian leaders who say if parents fail to bring their children up in the faith, it's likely that those kids won't have any faith when they become adults. About 26% of Americans follow no religious belief system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Portuguese Catholic Church will pay some form of compensation to victims of sex abuse by clergy. The country's bishops' conference has announced that the church will set up a fund with contributions from all dioceses to meet the eventual payments. A 2023 report revealed that more than 4,800 people may have been victims of child sex abuse in the Portuguese Catholic Church. This is SRN News. Today is the final day to file federal tax returns.
Just a few more hours to go. If you haven't already completed your income tax return for 2023, a financial therapist in Michigan, Lindsay Brian Podfin, says this is when people really get stressed out.
The legalese that goes along with it that can make us feel like we don't know enough or we might make a mistake.
Taxpayers can still file for an extension, but if you don't pay what you owe by today, you'll be assessed a penalty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons planning to close a women's prison in California after an Associated Press investigation exposed rampant staff-on-inmate sexual abuse. FCI Dublin, about 20 miles east of Oakland, the women currently housed at this prison will be transferred to other facilities. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.